Welcome to the Future of Medicine podcast, where we believe that feeling great and living a long time is possible and that your healthcare should help you get there. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Wenzel. My hope is simple, that this show will help you along your journey to becoming the healthiest, strongest, and most powerful version of you possible. Now, let's jump into the show. Hey, everybody, before we jump in the show, I just want to tell you quickly how amazing this episode is. It gets a little bit technical. I can't help myself. Those of you who know me, I like to go a little bit deep with some of the science, but I promise Dr. Neighbors and I do a decent job, I think, of bringing it back around to practical application. This concept of total body holistic health, I'm super excited to get into that when it comes to things of the mouth. You know, we're going to dig into this historical fact that the mouth has always been seen as something outside of healthcare and just something you should clean, wash, and polish up. But in fact, when disease begins to infiltrate the mouth, it is a marker and an indicator of systemic inflammation. And we all know that systemic inflammation is the root of all disease. Dr. Neighbors also blows my mind and shares with me that 50% of adults have some level of periodontal disease. And I'm going to tell you that most of us have no idea if we do. That's the bad news. The good news is that it's super easy to treat, both topical and systemically. And it is one of the most underrated topics in health that happens to be one of the easiest to treat. Let's jump into the show. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Future of Medicine podcast. I'm super excited to have a dear friend of mine, Dr. Tom Neighbors. Dr. Neighbors attended the University of Tennessee College of Dentistry, and he's accredited as a member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry. He's also a fellow of the Academy of General Dentistry, and he's one of the leading experts in the clinical application of salivary diagnostics and the oral